This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lest you'd forgotten the theme with which we started this week, jobs, it is still with us. We've talked wages and jobs added last month. We've talked job openings and layoffs, all with the general tenor of a gradually slowing labor market, which is what's supposed to have been happening as the Fed's been raising interest rates. However, there are still almost 1.5 job openings for every job seeker. Whatever the jobless rate turns out to be when we get the August unemployment report tomorrow morning, odds are high it's still going to be near a 50-year low. And the fact of the matter is that we've had stubborn labor shortages for years now. That's the case in sectors all across this economy, from skilled trades to leisure and hospitality and healthcare to high tech. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, that could be the state of things for a while.
From his office on the outskirts of Chicago, Jim Piper looks down on the shop floor of his manufacturing company, Matot, where about 40 workers cut, bend, and weld sheet metal to make dumbwaiters and industrial lifts for clients across the country.
We're fortunate to be as busy as we are. We have a strong backlog of work for new restaurants, healthcare, and manufacturing, many of the new semiconductor plants that are being built.
But, Piper says, finding new skilled workers is a problem he thinks about every day.
It's probably my number one issue, the so-called silver tsunami. We have several employees on our shop floor that have been with us for over 40 years. And they're the backbone of our manufacturing facility, but we recognize that we're going to need to replace them soon.
This was the crisis we could see coming. Excess supply of labor caused by the size of the baby boom has now come to an end.
That's Joe Bruzuelas, chief economist at consulting firm RSM.
The onset of the pandemic with the acceleration of the retirement of the boomers has now created a confluence of events where we have a labor shortage that's verging on a crisis. That's going to cause big changes in firms with respect to wages and flexibility.
Workers aged 25 to 54 have largely returned to the workforce, but participation among older workers, those 55 and over, remains about 1.5% lower than it was before the pandemic. Sharon Block is a labor expert at Harvard Law School.
Because of their increased vulnerability, we saw older workers during the pandemic leave the labor force. If we see an upsurge or something unexpected with COVID, I think you would expect to see that again accelerate.
Joe Bruzuelas says some people who retired early might be forced to unretire and return to work out of economic necessity.
But there's not enough of them to make a difference.
Because every year, retiring boomers will outnumber returnees by a bigger and bigger margin. So Teresa Carroll at workforce management firm Magnet says labor shortages are likely to persist, driving wages up in leisure and hospitality, healthcare, construction, and manufacturing.
Skilled trades, the shortage there is very significant. Nursing has gone through its increase in wages because of the aging of the population and the need for more healthcare workers.
But are these labor shortages new? Are they really labor shortages? Former Bureau of Labor Statistics Commissioner Erica Groshen says employers have been complaining about not being able to find qualified workers for decades.
With nurses, I don't know of a time in my professional life that there hasn't been a quote-unquote shortage of nurses.
Groshen says what some call an economy-wide labor shortage is really a failure by employers to offer pay high enough to get workers off the sidelines.
In the long run, in a macroeconomic sense, it's not what economists would call a labor shortage. It is a period of time during which wages have to rise.
Now, employers would say they can't afford to increase wages indefinitely. Some will invest in more automation and AI to keep their labor costs down. Looking at the challenges he faces staffing his Chicago-area sheet metal shop, Jim Piper says schools, employers, and nonprofits need to better prepare young people for the entry-level jobs he has on offer, starting at $18 to $22 an hour.
We just need to get them trained, put shop classes back into high schools, provide vocational training, give them that basic set of skills using hand tools and power tools and understanding basic measurement techniques.
Piper is confident he'll find young people from Chicago schools to do this work, just as well as the aging boomers they'll be replacing. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.